This morning we will be looking at the book of Isaiah, chapter 30. Isaiah, chapter 30, if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles. I hope you will. Now, the Word of God through the prophet Isaiah is so very appropriate for our generation. Since God hasn't changed and man hasn't changed, therefore the Word of God to man hasn't changed. And man's problem has always been a blatant disregard for God's Word, a refusal to hear it and believe it. And that is man's problem now more than ever. And that is what Isaiah addresses in chapter 30, as well as many other portions of Isaiah. I'm reading, beginning with verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 30. He says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me." Woe to the rebellious children, rebels. Now, a rebel is one who despises authority, one who rebels against any form of government or authority. And what a description that is of our day, when it's almost virtuous to be a rebel against anything and everything that is called authority. And he says, "They take counsel, but not of me." That is, they listen to man's words and wisdom and counsel and philosophies, but reject God's word hands down. In verse 2, he goes on to say, "They go down into Egypt, but have not asked at my mouth," or inquired from the Word of God. They go down to Egypt. Now, Egypt in the Scriptures, Egypt has always represented the world. That is, the philosophies, the opinions, the fashions, the ways of the world. Egypt was the center of culture and the world's philosophies and so forth. In the Scriptures, Egypt always represents the world. And so what he is saying is they take counsel from, they go down to and listen to the philosophies, opinions, fashions, and ways of the world, but they won't listen to what I have said. And he goes on to say they trust in Egypt. In verse 2, they trust in the shadow of Egypt. A shadow is a fleeting thing, a thing that does not last and has no substance. Well, they trust in the shadow of Egypt. Now, that is, they trust, they believe, they listen to what the world is saying, which will soon fade away, which will soon pass away. The so-called or purported wisdom of the world is quickly forgotten in place of something new. Why, most folks today implicitly trust and believe the 6 o'clock news rather than the eternal Word of God. I continue to read in verse 3, "Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." All trust, all belief in whatever the world is doing and saying will soon be brought to confusion and everyone put to shame. Now, it never fails that God eventually does something in the natural world. He does something to turn the world upside down and bring everyone into a state of chaos and confusion. One little spark will set this powder keg ablaze. Skip on down to verse 7, where the word says, "Their strength," that is, the Egyptians' help is in vain. It's no purpose. There's no help in Egypt. No help in listening to it. But he goes on to say their strength is, strength of mind, of heart, of life, is to sit still. Did you hear that? He said their strength is to sit still. You mean do nothing? That's exactly right. Sit still. Be still. Does that sound familiar? That's what the Lord told all those children of Israel in the wilderness who were fretting and fussing and foaming. He said, "Be still. Still, you need to know that I am God." men and women and young people, what we need is to sit down. We need to sit down and shut up and listen to what God's Word says. But no, he goes on to say in verses 8 and 9, go, write it down. Just write it down in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come and forever and ever. In other words, he is saying, write it down. Write it down against them to their own condemnation and judgment. Verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Write it down, he said. Just write it down. They're not going to hear what God's Word says. They will not hear because they are rebels. They refuse any dogmatic doctrine, any absolute truth, or that which is called absolute. They refuse it. Any talk of an absolute, just God, a judge of the universe, we will not have it. We won't listen to that. And this is all, people, a result of, I lay all the blame in the pulpit. I lay it in the pulpit. We've got preachers who are not preaching the God of the Bible, and therefore all error follows. Well, Isaiah tells us this. He tells us this. In verse 10, he says, these rebels, these who will not hear the word of God, they say to the seers, or that is, those who are supposed to have spiritual sight and foresight, they say to these seers, see not. Don't see what you see. Don't read to us what you're reading from God's Word. They say to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, true things. Don't tell us exactly what it says. Twist it, corrupt it, make it say, now listen to what he says here. Speak unto us smooth things. In other words, prophesy deceits, he said. In other words, don't tell us about a holy, just, and angry God who will by no means clear the guilty, who will punish sin, a God who's angry with the wicked every day, who hates all workers of iniquity. Don't tell us that. We know the Bible said we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. We want smooth things. Tell us how much God loves us, how much God needs us, how that God can't do without us. Tell us that. That's what we want to hear. And then we'll just go our merry way, and when we die, we'll make our little decision and get right with God, make our peace with God. Don't tell us these old-fashioned Jewish fables, so-called. No more of that. Well, we're an enlightened generation. We're the love child. We're love children. They say to these prophets, Paul said to Timothy, they've heaped to themselves teachers. That is, they have educated and raised up and hired, that's what they are, hirelings. They've hired prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T, prophets, paid them to tell them what they want to hear, not what it actually says in God's Word. No, you can't get a big hearing for telling the truth, and you can't make much money at it either. So, he said, they say to these seers and these prophets, say smooth things to us. Prophesy deceit. Just twist it a little bit. Take away the edge. Don't be so hard and so negative. We don't want that. They say, verse 11, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from us. In other words, don't tell us about a holy, just, and just God, which the Scripture speaks of more than any description of God. Verse 12. Now here's the answer to these rebels. Here's the answer. Here's the Word of God to that generation and ours. Wherefore, I read verse 12, wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Now, who is this Holy One of Israel? This is Jesus Christ speaking. God has always spoken through His Son. He's the Word. Christ is the Word. Anytime God has ever spoken, it's been through His Word, who is Christ. Verse 12, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this Word and trust in oppression, or that is, fraud, lies, and perverseness, that is, the twisted truth, the corrupted Word of God, the translated away, the interpreted away Word of God, and stay thereon, that is, you're set in your obstinance. Therefore, he said, verse 13, I continue to read, therefore, this iniquity, this rebellion, this refusal to hear God's Word shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, like a high wall which breaketh, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. In other words, he says this whole mess is ready to bust wide open. This whole thing's ready to explode. And he goes on to say in verse 14, he's going to break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel, broken in pieces, and you won't find, there won't be a potsherd left of this whole mess. God is ready to break it. Yes, Jesus Christ. If you'll read Psalm chapter 2 sometime, you'll read of the true Christ of Scripture. Not gentle Jesus, but rather a coming destroyer. And you'll find out He's the one who's going to destroy this world. Now, there's nothing more ridiculed in our day than the old-fashioned message of God's judgment upon this world. Anyone who talks such in that way of a holy, just, and angry God who will punish sin, who will destroy this earth and the inhabitants thereof, is ridiculed as an ignorant, illiterate, religious right madman, a hate monger and a troubler. That's what they said of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Malachi, Zechariah, Ezekiel, and so forth. And consequently, you won't hear any of these well-liked preachers saying such things. No matter. It doesn't matter. God has not left Himself without a true witness in this generation. Men who are bold to tell the truth, the same truth which Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, Malachi, and Ezekiel said, which all the prophets declare, which did get their heads cut off, get them killed. But the truth hasn't changed. These are men who are not afraid of men and not interested in the favor and the applause of men, but rather the glory of God and the truth of His Word. And the urgency of this message, it needs to be heard. Verse 15, I must hurry. He says, thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Returning to the old paths and the good way wherein is rest, Jeremiah said. The old path, the good way, is the way, the method that God has chosen, that God is pleased to speak and deal with men. One man, one book, people sitting still and hearing, thus saith the Lord. Line upon line of God's Word. Old-fashioned declaration of the truth. A return to old-fashioned preaching and hearing of that preaching. We don't, and I don't mean miracle meetings or cheerleading sessions. I mean diligent line upon line declaration of the whole counsel of God. And rest, he said. Why, there's too much chaos, commotion, and frenzy going on. Too many voices. Too much working for Jesus when men need to sit and hear the work of Jesus Christ. And it's a fact, people. Let me be very bold to say this. No one's going to hear God's Word when their mouth's open. Got too many voices and too many people saying too many things, and very few saying what God's Word is saying. And so he says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Quietness, quietly sitting and listening, which produces confidence in Christ, a settling knowledge of the truth, not fickle emotion. And that is the way of Bible salvation and spiritual strength. But here's the sad reply of man. It says, and you would not. You would not. Well, how about you, hearer? How about those who hear this morning? May God reveal the truth of this Word to you. Amen.